I repeat, it's less than 2 days. I'll be insisting on certain things. The one truth of our faith I can't repeat too often. In God's name, I beg you to receive Jesus Christ every day. As we believe in the Eucharist, the same identical Christ whom we hope to see in heaven. In the Holy Eucharist, Christ's real presence is now. Hear it. As much the channel of grace as it was in the 3 years of his public ministry. Believe it. Christ came into the world to work miracles. Believe. Believe. That's the imperative of the verb. Believe. Through the Holy Eucharist, Christ works miracles. I can seriously doubt there's one of you prior to this retreat would not need at least one miracle in your lives. We need miracles. And Christ is present on earth, I repeat, to work miracles. Christ's real presence, therefore, is present among us to work miracles. But Jesus Christ is present on earth not just to be among us. Christ now offers the same sacrifice which he offered on Calvary. Christ be now glorified in all who suffer or die. I repeat, in every Mass, Christ offers himself as truly, as really, as he did on Calvary. How we need, shall I add, how desperately we need the grace that Christ gives us to the Mass that we participate in. I feel safe in saying this. We all need the grace to live lives of sacrifice. What is sacrifice? Sacrifice is the giving up, the surrender of something which is precious to us. And the more God loves us, depend on him and demand of us sacrifice. I live with my widowed mother. My father died when I was a year old. Mother never remarried. Oh, how well I know what books I could publish on how we need a father. Only a fatherless child can appreciate the meaning and the indispensability of a father. Christ in the Eucharist gives the graces we need, the graces to human beings. If they default, Christ is always here to give us the graces we need, and for our present purpose, the grace of living lives of sacrifice. how we need this grace to give up, to surrender what we like, our love for the God we believe died on the cross out of love for us. For our purpose, I wish to emphasize that the Holy Eucharist is the real presence as a sacrament. And we receive the sacramental grace not only when we go to communion. That is why I further recommend that you daily, I mean this with all my heart, daily assisted Mass, and daily spend some time with our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. We have said this on some previous occasion. I've got over the fear that I'm exaggerating. With God's grace, I try to spend 3 hours a day before the Blessed Sacrament. The same identical Jesus Christ, the God who became man, is in our midst in the Holy Eucharist. When a saint like Margaret and Mary have been literally dragged out of church, we want to spend 7-8 hours a day before the Blessed Sacrament. Believe me, we need a deep, shall I add, a deeper faith than we've ever had before in the real presence. There is such widespread questioning of the real presence, sadly, among priests. Whatever we do, let us spend all the time we can with the Lord in the Holy Eucharist, may I ask. Do any of you belong to a church where there are no kneelers left in the church? Anyone here belong to a church where there are no kneelers left? Oh, how lucky you are. Christ is really present. He wants us to be in His presence. The faith that we exercise and before Christ in the real presence, I repeat, obtains miracles. And I mean this. I'm not indulging in excessive language. You all need miracles. I need miracles in my life. You need them in yours. I hope you believe me. And the key to obtain miracles, I repeat, is a deep, childlike faith in Christ's real presence. There has been a phenomenal development. We call it development of doctrine. And the faith in the real presence among many Catholics. The key to this faith in the real presence is believing that God became man, that He is present on earth as the God-man. Reemphasize the God-man. Remember, after his resurrection, when Christ appeared to his disciples, and made their eyes, could not believe it was Jesus. What did Christ ask for? Give me something to eat. Christ could not have been more clear or more emphatic than our faith, emphasizing our faith in his real presence. God became man, will never cease to be man for all eternity. The key to this deep faith in the real presence, I repeat, is faith in Christ being man. And God is now man, remains such for all eternity. Why we believe that God became man, and this man is here present in the Blessed Sacrament. We come as close as we can to the Eucharist in order to obtain from him as a man the graces we need to follow him as human beings. Dear Lord, we believe, well, the God-man, but, dear Lord, deepen, strengthen our faith, because there is nothing which the Catholic Church needs more today. Shall I say it? Among her bishops, among her priests, among her faithful, more than a deep, childlike faith in Christ, the God who made heaven and earth, becoming man, that man who is God is living in our midst. Why we come to him, whatever we ask for, I mean it. The only condition is we need it. Lord Jesus, really present in the Holy Eucharist, we beg you, deepen our faith in your real presence to obtain from you what we so desperately need, miracles in our lives here on earth, to believing in you without seeing you. When we enter eternity, you no longer have to believe, we will see you face to face. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Unless I'm mistaken, on this conference, am I clear? Is it 10:15?